folks, my name is Sydney, and welcome to Guilt of Existence, a podcast geared toward finding peace on a dying planet. As we near the end of the year, many folks are taking time to reflect on the past 12 months and are also visualizing what they want the upcoming year to look like for them. Whether or not you bother with New Year's resolutions is irrelevant for this episode, but for me, I just feel like there's something about a new year that can be so refreshing. It can symbolize a new start with, you know, new opportunities, and just it's time to bring in a fresh perspective. So as we await the arrival of that clean slate, I want to talk with you about a new perspective that, as environmentalists, I feel that we should prioritize for not only the coming year, but for the rest of our lives. This year, I want you to join me in participating in self-care to save the earth. That's right. Go put on a face mask and book yourself a manicure right now for the planet. Of course, I'm kidding. But when we hear the term self-care, that's what most of us think of, right? Ooh, let's take a bubble bath and read some fairy smut. Yes, yes. And while there's nothing wrong with a nice bath or some fairy smut, that is not what self-care means for Guilt of Existence. When I say self-care to save the earth, I mean prioritizing our health in an attempt to lower our negative impact on the planet, especially later on in life. In theory, the better we take care of ourselves, the longer we live. I know it doesn't always work out that way, but generally it's a fair claim. So what that can mean relating to our impact on the environment is that the better we take care of ourselves, the longer we live, and that's more time for us to act and encourage others to care for the environment as well. And I want to be clear, this doesn't mean that you're leading an eco movement at 70 years old. You don't ever need to do something so grandiose, even now, to be a true environmentalist. It can be as simple as pointing out a beautiful moment in nature when you're with somebody, anything to encourage folks to have a deeper connection with our natural world. But before they can build on this connection, they have to be able to notice that it's there. I've said it before, but it becomes easy to stop caring about the impacts our actions have when we're able to ignore the thing that they're impacting. So developing and maintaining a relationship with our natural world is critical. And basically, the longer we live, the more connection we can encourage. On top of that, the better we take care of ourselves, the less medical care and single-use resources like adult diapers and bendable straws we may need in the future. Now, don't get me wrong, I am grateful that these things are available for the folks that need it. As my grandparents reached the end of their lives, single-use resources were absolutely necessary for both sanitary and physical capability purposes. For example, my grandpa's hands would shake so much that it was extremely difficult for him to drink without a straw, since he couldn't hold a cup without it spilling. So while they aren't good for the environment, I'm glad that they were available to make my grandparents' life a little bit easier in their final years. And of course, no matter how well we take care of ourselves, some of us may still develop conditions that require the use of these products. And if that happens and you have to use these things, that's okay. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try to give ourselves the best shot possible of experiencing healthy and capable senior years. So, how are we going to participate in self-care to save the earth? Really, it's up to you, but here are a few things I'm going to try to incorporate into my life in order to do my best to prioritize my health moving forward. First thing, I do not have the healthiest relationship with food. And one way I want to start improving that relationship is by prioritizing protein and vegetables with consideration to the add, don't restrict mindset. I also want to practice more gratitude while eating as a way to kind of thank the earth for a variety of nourishment that it can provide. I sound like such a freaking hippie, you know, reading that kind of back to myself, but it's true, you know. Gratitude is so important, and it really can help us be happier people. So it's something I've started keeping a gratitude journal type of thing over the past year or so, and it really has helped me, and I would like to incorporate more gratitude into all aspects of my life if possible. And so relating that to my food, it, I think, is just a natural next step for me. So that's the first thing. The second thing that I want to try to do more of is incorporating 30 minutes of deliberate movement for give or take 5 days a week, preferably with a portion of it outside to help reinforce my connection with nature. Walking is a great one, guys. I feel like you get the best bang for your buck because it doesn't require any equipment. You can do it almost anywhere. It provides a great opportunity to clear your head and, you know, listen to an audiobook or whatever you want to do. And it's freaking free. It's so easy to get caught up in, oh, is my heart rate high enough? Am I swinging my arms enough? I could probably burn more calories if I'm doing blah, blah, blah. But don't do that to yourself. It's something that I let myself get caught up in many times over the years, and it just has led to me failing, basically. So don't do that to yourself. Life has gotten way too complicated, and it doesn't need to be. At the end of the day, walking is good for you, both physically and mentally, especially if you do it in nature. So if you're looking for a gateway into more movement, I think this is it. All right, so 30 minutes of movement 5 days a week, roughly, is number two. And the third thing that I want to, you know, bring myself to do in the new year is daily observation of nature, outside or from a window. Because let's be real, sometimes we're not able to get outside if we're at work or something, or if the weather's not exactly your cup of tea. I just want to be more deliberate about acknowledging and appreciating the world around me, even if it's just for a few moments. These are just a few ideas to maybe help get the wheels turning in your mind about what self-care to save the earth means to you. They're kind of basic, but I don't know. I think sometimes life, like I said, life's too complicated. I think we need to go back to basics for some things. So I don't know. Without a doubt, there is going to be days or even weeks where we fail to reach whatever self-care goals we decide on, and that is okay. What matters is that you keep trying. So as this year ends and a new one begins, I need you to know that you were not put on this earth to be beautiful, and your body does not need to look a certain way in order for you to enjoy this life and make a difference for our planet. You are here to create, to love, to experience life in a way that no one else can, and you deserve that whole experience with a long life, which is why I really hope that you'll join me for Self-Care to Save the Earth. I want to leave you with a quote from Zay Frank. "Let me think about the people I care about the most and how when they fail or disappoint me, I still love them, I still give them chances, and I still see the best in them. Let me extend that generosity to myself." Until next time.